we can worship you tonight. Hey. And as our song sing, as Danny sing our song tonight, we stand before you and worship. And we say, crown us from the top of our head, not the bottom of our head. We give you worship, oh my God. In you we move and we have our being. There is no other God beside you, so we give you worship tonight. We give you glory and honor tonight. There is no other God beside you tonight. We bow before you tonight.
Won't compromise, for from
we move everything from off our plate,
and
Lord God. And we come empty before you tonight, God.
Glory.
Wash us, Almighty God, and cleanse us, oh God.
You deserve glory.
Under Sikiri Mangolia Babalabo Kondoi. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Lord God, if I have sinned before you tonight, I ask you, Almighty God, to wash me and cleanse me in the blood. Lord God, in the name that is above every single name, watch now, I pray. Cleanse me now, I pray. In the name that is above every name, hide me now behind the cross. Let me go floor and be glorified. Follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, we welcome you here tonight. We welcome you to change. 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 This is not the work of a man. Men cannot do this. Man has nothing to do with them. But this is the strategic. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Pray you of the Holy Ghost. Pray you of the Holy Ghost.
This is for the next generation. You are the of it all. And they will rise up and they will sing for you. You are the of it all. Unashamed, won't compromise.
I don't know. But the Father God, I have to leave. I have to be out of here this weekend. I just got back late Sunday, and we got a lot of things going on. And I said, you know what? I should just cancel this week, but because we had already sent out a notification that we were going to be on this week, tonight rather. What did we say? I think we say Monday night, or tonight is Wednesday night, and then we had to change it to tonight. And then the Father said, let everybody know to come on early, because there's something happening in the spirit. Something going on in the spirit. This is not natural. What's going on in the spirit is not natural. It is the supernatural. And as we said, it's a supernatural prophetic house of prayer. And sometime when we on the house of prayer, the Spirit of God will come in and they may have give us information for that particular night. See, when you're working in the spirit, you never know what's going to happen. You may have everything put together, but then when you come on or when you go into places, and the Holy Spirit might have you change course. Because we are spirits and we don't walk in the flesh. We walk in the spirit, and we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I mean, it's a process, okay? Nobody's exempt, but it's a process. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, tonight is not a natural night. If you need anything from the Father, you could step right in to the Holy Spirit, and it will change the whole system. It will change your whole atmosphere, because tonight is the night of the Spirit. Tonight is not the night of the natural, and I want to be able to move in the Spirit, and I want to be able to do what the Father wants me to do in the Spirit. I want to glorify the Father. I want to glorify Him. Not I live, but Christ lived through me. I want nobody to see me, but I want them to see Him, because He is the only person who can help. He is the only person that could give out information to change our situation, or to change our situation. If there's anything in the situation that needs to change, man cannot change it. Man does not know what to do. He don't have the concept. He doesn't have nothing. But there's only one person through the third party of the Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that's God Himself. That's your daddy. And Jesus walked the earth, and then He leave the Holy Spirit. He tell you right there that when He leave, He's going to send you a comforter, and the comforter is going to be the Holy Spirit. So man cannot be the Holy Spirit for you. It would have to be the Spirit of Him, the Messiah, the King, the Lord, your Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Father, we give you worship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And you know what? When you're ministering, you need to have people on your ministering team with the same accord or one accord. But when you give out instruction, they follow. Okay? This is not a man-made thing. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, you gotta listen and follow the Holy Spirit. It's just that simple. We're not doing this on our own accord. We're doing it as the Spirit led. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Not I live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, this is what I want to pray and do it every day. I don't live in the flesh. This is what I want. But I want to live by faith. And I want to walk by faith. And I want to love the Father God. And then I can say to myself, and I could release it out in the massive and say, now, I can say that I may know him and in the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering. I talked about this before. So there is a suffering. You got to go through some stuff. I'm here to tell you, I want to say welcome. Welcome, Holy Spirit. And I pray to God that I pray, because I always pray. And I don't remember if I prayed, but I think I did. But if I didn't, I just want to say welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, welcome in this place. I hide myself behind the cross. And I let you come forth and be glorified. Only you, Father. Only you, Father, by your Spirit. Only you, Daddy, by your Spirit. And you're looking for a man. Look at David. Look at David. I was talking to somebody today about David. I mean, David ended up being, I mean, the place is hot. And I feel in here for you kind of hot. And then I'm sweating and I don't have no paper towel in here, no napkin. You watch. Next time I'm coming in here, first time I used to leave my water. Now I got water, but I don't have to wipe my face. Huh, you wait. I'm coming in here arm and dangerous next time with my paper thing for my faith, and I don't have to be looking all over. And when I was coming, if I had followed my spirit, because I felt like taking a piece, because I have a lot in my bedroom, but that's okay. I ain't feeling. You see what I did? I tried to use my shirt to wipe it out, but I said, you know what? No, I ain't gonna mess with my outfit. Mm-mm. So I'll drink me some water, and I'll get back to the program, the God program. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we welcome you now in this place. Use us mightily. Let us feel your presence. We don't want any stale dish. We want fresh dish, just like we have fresh food. There is a limit. You can only keep in the fridge for a certain amount of time. After that, it start getting moldy, and we don't want that with the presence of God in our lives. We want to feel him. We want to be able to talk to him. He's our best friend. Before I get into anything, I want to testify tonight. I want to thank you guys for praying for me with the graduation. It was something else. It's my first time ever walk a stage. I do have certificates, but it's my first time in my life. And God actually set this up that I graduate out of a college, out of anything, walking a stage, any way, any shape or form. And as you know, I've already licensed, ordained, walking in the office of the apostle. I didn't push myself in it, walking in the apostle in the office of the apostle. God actually told me, and I didn't really go around telling anybody who I am in the spirit. I go to places and people come tell me who I am, and I'm like backing them off and say, oh no. A lot of most people call me Pastor Root or Prophetess Root, or you know, I really don't go by titles. I'm just saying. And I met Jenny Weaver 2018 on Facebook. While I'm on Facebook with her, I'm basically like, I see it as Moses and holding up the hand of Aaron. And my ministry, one of my ministry, I'm a worshiper. When I was out there in the secular world, I'll dance you under the table. As a matter of fact, my sister and I used to go out and dance professionally for money. I mean, we had nobody taking care of us. My mom was in America. My dad didn't really care. So for us to live and to be able to survive, we have to be out there with the drug dealers and the gun dealers and the gangster rap. And when you're dancing with them, you have to know how to dance because they were paying you to dance. But that's how it works. So I know how to dance every kind of way. Dancing is my life. So I was able to be with her, do what I need to do, help her out in every way, shape, or form. And there were certain times in the ministry where I just want to back off. And every time I've tried to back off, the father said no. So I could be anything that I want to be in the ministry because I'm equipped. But I'm a person that likes to stay back. I don't push up myself in anything. So I stay off and stay back. Well, it so happened that they have a Bible college. The first Bible college. And it's over 400 people that sign up in this Bible college. Very, very profound and effective. And the classes that I was in is everything that I know. And so I was in the leadership and development, intercessory, being an intercessor, deliverance, and the prophetic. And I stay myself. And I think God wanted that because if I had gone out, I would have been exposed to the massive. And I didn't want that. Let me tell you something. Your gift and calling is out there for you, and it would also make room for you. It so happened that I had to struggle through my classes because I'm sick and with my knee and all kind of things the devil brought on me. But God, he opened up the doors for me to take all my classes and finish them up. And then this one night, because I never usually go on the Zoom, because we have a live class, and then we have a class with the people, the other classes that, different teachers come in, and we have live classes. And I must have only been in like three or four live classes. But the class with the instructor, I'm in. And it's something that when we are going to do an activation, I'm telling you this, people, for you to listen. It's something that when I get ready to do the activation, the Spirit of God told me, put your lipstick on because you will be called upon tonight. Remember now, I said, I'm not in all the classes, so I'm not even in the mood for somebody to call me. So here I am, I'm sitting in my office. And while I'm sitting in my office, the instructor say, Ruth, I like your lion. You guys know that I'm not a computer person, so I hear him trying to feel around to find it to say thank you, and I couldn't find it. So finally, I found it. Say thank you. Then when the class is all almost finished to the end, is the activation. We are supposed to see a person and say whatever the father say about that person. Now listen to me. This one lady, she said, I have a word for Ruth Carr. And I'm like, Dad, I was supposed to put on my lipstick and I never did. Hi, daughter. And I'm like, wow. I told you you were supposed to come on early. So you kind of missed part of it, okay? So I want to hear it. Back off. Back off, dog. I want to hear it. So I said, and don't be talking about, every time I come on, she don't have to pick on me. Yes, because you need to be picked on. You need to know what time it is, a day, and you need to know when the rainbow is gonna come, and I'm gonna miss because I'm getting ready to go jackknife. So I'm gonna listen. You listen to this because maybe you need to come in on this part. Okay, so whatever. Cock your hand up. I'm not interested. So wait a minute now. Listen up, Ruth Carr, and I'm like, dang, I ain't got no lipstick on like the Holy Spirit telling. But I was looking good. I was looking fly anyway. Right. And she said, steadfast. I took out my phone and look up what the word steadfast meant. And it says everything about me. And then I was going through some rigmarole with my family members, so I started bawling. Jenny Riva said to me, Rude, 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 does this mean anything to you? And I started bawling and I started talking. Now, let me tell you something. For me to get to the graduation, it was an all different kind of obstacle. Every time you turn around, I'm falling out. Listen to this, people. No, come Friday night, I went to the graduation. No, Jenny Riva, Jenny Riva said, let me tell y'all something about Ruth. I know her from 218. The word steadfast is her. She's not a person that's going to come out and be out in the front. And she said, Ruth is this person. Now you're looking at a woman with over 10,000 women in the core group, and how many thousand men in the man group, and how many children. And they just started out 2018. And the core group just established about 4 years ago. She was a prostitute, a witch, husband a pimp. Let me tell you, listen to this. She said, all Ruth would say is, Jenny, stay humble. Here I am now. I went to graduation. You know, I'm jacked up and tied up and can't hardly move. And I went to graduation. My husband said to me, my husband that does not, he is a very low-key person. And he said, Joyce, because Joyce is my pet name. Do you want me to bring you on the stage? Because he know I can't hardly walk. Because he said, my daughter even buy me a walker. And I'm like, no, that's okay, honey. So he dropped me off and I went in and they put me down to the handicap side. I went over to the handicap. This other lady sitting next to me, she was like an angel. But for some reason, she don't sit too right with my spirit. She gave me her jacket. I warm up in my jacket because I was cold. One of the lady in the prayer wire in Jenny Weaver went up. And I'm like, I'm not going on nobody's stage with no walker, and I'm not going on nobody's stage crawling, and ain't all about go bring me up there with everybody. I ain't gonna be no handicap up in here, okay? And I'm very serious. You gotta be a dog, like a dog that need a bone when things are not going right. Somebody need to hear this. So I'm sitting over there. The lady come down, and I've been over to her because I said, that lady can pray. I said, Miss, can you pray for me? And she prayed, honey. And after she prayed, you know, after that lady don't pray and God don't show me some stuff about her, I ain't gonna prophesy over her. So I lay hands on girlfriend and things start happening and I go about my business and I was able to walk. I went out, you know, to the Kenneth. I could walk. Oh, I feel good. I can walk. I even took pictures of one of my daughter from Pennsylvania and her husband. Lord God Almighty, come Saturday, we're supposed to be dropped off at 9:30. Lord Jesus, at 9:30, my husband dropped me off. I went in. We all went in the bathroom. We get dressed. When I am going into the building to go downstairs, I almost fall out because I tripped. I'm like, you know, devil, you a liar. So I went down, sit in a chair, because right now I almost killed myself. Sit into a chair. When I sit in the chair, now listen, people. The devil gonna always try to mess with your destiny. My grandbaby named Destiny, one of my love. And let me tell you, after they done called out all the names and put us in our room, you know your graduates, how they do that, put you in line to sit down in the line for the, you know, because it calls by alphabetical name. I'm sitting over there minding my business. I say, I'm not gonna rub this foot. I'm gonna take your time because I want to go on stage. Now the foot started feeling funny. So what I did, I took off my shoes. Took my shoes off, put them under the chair in front of me. This lady, one of my sisters, got up from the left and said, she, you know, excuse her, she got to go out for a minute. So I said, okay. I let her out. Lord God Almighty, I'm sitting there minding my business. Girl come from the Vatoro call. She come back. She comes back. When the woman come back, she use her high heel shoes and step in my toes. And she got the nerve to say she's sorry, and I push her hand off because right then and then I know it's not you, honey. It's them demons. Because I said to God, I said, Lord God, something ain't right. The week before my husband taking me somewhere, I fall off flat on my belly. Something ain't right. Something ain't right. So I start buying up witchcraft. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I start buying the spirit of witchcraft off of myself. When I feel my foot and my foot and blood, I put, you know what I did? I was so doggone mad. You see the shoes that I took off? I put them back on. Blood and all, I went in. When they call, you know, my road to go down, I went down and I went on stage. And when they called my name, I did a party. And I think the Holy Ghost used me to release a fire. Do not mess with me, devil. I am not easily to be played with. I am called, appointed, and anointed by God. You gotta know, you gotta know. I went up there and I did a, whoo, my God. You would have never known that it was me. Somebody else stepped on my toes and my knee hurting. I did a party, got off stage. When they took me off stage, I was in the spirit. You know what's going on down right now in Tampa? From last week, Sunday night, they are having revival. Holy Ghost revival every night. And they say they don't understand what's going on. I know what's going on. The devil did not want me to go over there to release some fire up in that place. And I did by the spirit. Don't mess with me. You can't jack me up. You know how many people come over and say they want to meet me? I don't even know these people. I got to play it off. Root car. You know how they get to meet me? When Jenny Weaver, when I was on them people, watching over them people on the Bible class. Some people say, oh my God, Root, how you doing? Why are you doing Root car? I don't know these people, but I'm playing it off. I'm saying, hi, honey, you know me. Hi, how you doing? I don't need these people come crap because I ain't never met these folks from Jack, okay? This one lady come to me and said, oh, I'm the one who prophesied over you. Oh, I lay hands on her. They have this other guy and girl that Jenny Weaver then ordained as apostle. And right next to me, the husband said, when he see me, he said, I want that lady come talk to me because she got fired. I don't know nothing. Because Jenny Weaver apostles them done. Did she lay hands on? I lay hands on boyfriend and girlfriend over there. They lay them passed out. And I hippity yappy come out of there and go about my business. Go into the hall with other people come looking for me, Rootie. I don't know these people. Come Saturday evening, me and Trisha sitting down in the hallway. People come flocking me over a different place. The girl told me this is not the hotel they wanted to go. They wanted to go to the other hotel. But the Uber man dropped them off over here. You know why? Because they have an appointment. Let me tell you something. Your gift and your calling is beyond repentance. And let me tell you something again. A prophet have no honor in his own country. Okay? And this ain't no time to be playing church because God is raising up a remnant of people who you're not going to believe you're going to raise up. You know what happened Sunday morning? I went, me and Kenneth, we leaving early because my daughter was at the hotel. And we said, we leaving early. We went upstairs to have our breakfast. This lady come right next to me and said, hi, Ruth. I said, hi. And I was praying the next day that I want to get some people in New England. Because I said, I thought I was finished with New England. And the Father said, you ain't finished yet. And I said, I want some warrior over there in New England. I sit in my seat. This lady comes sit next to me. Ruth. And I'm like, hi, how you doing? She said, I was in my room this morning and someone was talking about you. And she said, I want to meet Ruth Carr. The lady come downstairs and I was right there. That girl sitting next to me. And we had a Holy Ghost party up in that hotel. And then she look at me and she say, "Somebody, they're not trying to kill you. They're just trying to stop you. And you're having a lot of accidents." I said, "I know, I was praying about it." And she said, "It's the spirit of witchcraft." And we prayed and we break and we bind it up. You know who that woman is? That is one of Jenny Weaver's shofar minister. Then she said to me, "God took her from down here and sent her to New Hampshire." I was just praying about the New Hampshire yesterday. God is a strategic God. That's why them demons wanted to tear me down. You got to be at the right place at the right time, or else you're gonna miss it. And listen, you can't let everybody lay hands on you either. Gotta know the witches. You gotta know who the ones that are surrounded with witchcraft. You gotta know the one who is doing obia. You gotta know the one them who is down there calling it, what you call it, roots. Negro mindset. Kumama. You got to know, because you are a spiritual person or spiritual people, and you attract. This is not time to be playing church. This is not time to be playing with nobody. If you're in a dead church, come out. If you're in a church and you don't feel right, you need to get your butt out of there. Anybody in there begging for money every single day and tell them to bring down $100 for this, $200 for that, $1,000 for this, get your butt out. It's a get rich scheme. I am not telling you that you ain't supposed to give, because you're supposed to be giving in the Holy Tabernacle, because I'm sitting over here every night and I got bills to pay on the church. So you need to start giving. But I'm not here begging nobody for nothing. Do you know how long I've been doing this? I ain't begging for crap. You know why? I know who I am. And if the finance can't come in, hey, you could call me and we could still talk. But girlfriend gonna be off. And I ain't gonna be doing nothing. And God don't want it like that. He had me appointed and assigned for such a strategic time as this. Can I turn the music back on? Turn it back on. Thank you, please. Our God reigns. Our God is a supernatural God. Our God moves the heavens and the earth. Kingdom, kingdom. Jesus. Yes. Yes. My God, we bow. We bow before you, Lord God. We bow. We drive out every evil source. We drive out every evil force. We give you praise. Do we give you worship? Father, we worship you. Thank you, and the power, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus in our home. The blood of Jesus in our cars. The blood of Jesus on our school ground. The blood of Jesus in our colleges. The the blood of Jesus. Jesus in our home. The blood of Jesus in our finances. In the la la mama. It's the light. He said war. He said war in the spirit. Give him praise. Put your hand up and give him praise. Worship. 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 Lord, we worship and adore you. Thank God. And I said, fire out of me, unclean spirit.
And they will rise up and they will
your call,
you,
my mama.
You
keep me, woman, mommy, mama.
Don't compromise, for from you are all things.
When the mama no cut take it, she keep on all
things.
Word declare, Almighty
you
God.
You deserve glory.
Reclaim the spirit. And if we have no interpretation, God,
you deserve glory.
You're building up our spirit, man. Shaka, take it. Every Apache type spirit, we break it in the spirit. You break it in the spirit. Do not turn that music off. You better play. The instruction would have played that one record. I don't know what God is doing, but I don't want to hear it. Just put it on and let it run. That is a war spirit. That is a war like demon. That is a spirit of war. War in the spirit. When I say war, I mean war. War for your home. War for your generation. War for your family. Like a soldier. War. My God. Some things are moving right now. Some things things are moving right now. Yeah. Lord God. Come after us, no finances. Run after us, no finances. Intellectual spirit. Oh, let me get my book of signature.
That she have here. Oh my God. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. For in you do I trust. Cause me to know your ways. Wish I should walk. For I lift up my soul to you, mighty God. Teach me to do your will. You are my God. Your spirit is good. You remember in Genesis, he said he only created everything that he created was good. Lead me in the land of the uprightness. Synchronize my life with your perfect will. Let that be your prayers tonight. And once again, this is coming from Cindy Trim's book. You could get it off of Amazon. I don't know if she still have it, but you should check it and see. It says, commanding the morning. I just use it when the Holy Spirit led. And I just pick it out. Empower me to serve you in holiness and righteousness. Grant me divine wisdom. Give me and grant me your kingdom. Asylum, diplomatic immunity from evil, see, that seek to imprison me. That's what they had tried to do to me. They try to imprison me. What if I had said I'm not going to go to the graduation? And then when I went down, to get my certificate, Jenny Weaver looked at me and said, "You're going to the next level." They gave me my certificate. I look in there, it doesn't even have my name. And my name was up there though, because after the fact that my daughter went to get my certificate. And my daughter's over there telling me, "But you know, mommy, sometimes when you get certificate, you know, they just give you an empty one. That's what they do with everybody." I'm like, okay. And I wasn't arguing, but I was not gonna go. And my daughter went down there and they said that the inks run out, they have to print me another one. Okay, so my daughter, she said she's insistent. She said, "I'm gonna go back and see. I'm gonna let her know that okay, you said just to mail it." And she went back, they gave her my certificate with my name on it. So in every little thing, the devil tried to come in to mess up my beautiful week. My husband come and I didn't even take a lot of pictures because I was not doing 100%. After that girl don't step on my left toe. And he said he has something for me and he said I want me to see it. I send it out to you guys, a little snip of what he did. Because he tried to send it, but it wouldn't go through YouTube. The Holy Tabernacle does have a YouTube account. It wouldn't go through there because it says something about copyright. And he sent it to me and I send it out to you guys. I think if you didn't get it, let me know. Some people can't open it because it goes through I believe it goes through Dropbox, I think it is. But some people did get it open. Since my time and since your time is in his hand, he's gonna deliver you from all your enemies. The ones that you have and the ones that you don't even know. He's going, but she already did. He just said that. As a matter of fact, he's saying you don't even have enemies. Try to see if you could grasp that. You don't have any enemies, he said. He already took care of that 2,000 years ago. The enemy, if you read Colossians 2 and Colossians 1, you will hear about the blood. And you will see where God, Jesus Christ Himself, in Colossians 1, at the ending part of the scripture, and in Colossians 2, you will see exactly, I think it's in verse 14 or 15 in Colossians 2. Seneca could look that up and put that up for me. I think it's in Colossians 2, verse 14 or 8 or 15, one of the portion, where Jesus Himself went into the grave and took the enemy out. And then over in Matthew, He said He gave us the keys to His kingdom. And then there's a scripture where you tell us to occupy until he comes. Yeah. There's also another one that tells us that death and life is in our tongue. Proverbs 18:21. There's another scripture to tell us, like telling us that the Spirit of God, the Word of God is the Spirit. And if we worship him, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And also his word is spirit. And they bring forth life. I always hear Joyce Meyer saying, "There's life in the words." First time, long time ago, and I never even know that scripture. When I found it, I said, "Wow, there's life in the word. There's life in the word." And faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's in Romans 10, 17. Faith come by hearing. So all these little things that I'm saying, and then you could actually go over into Hebrews 11 and study about some of the art of faith. The people that really stand up in faith. Our God is awesome. And you can't let somebody tell you that our God is awesome. You got to know that our God is awesome for ourselves or for yourself. And how are you going to know this? You're gonna know this by studying his word. And if you don't even want to study, get one. The Lord is my shepherd then. Just that one part. The Lord is your who? The Lord is my shepherd. Who is your shepherd? The Lord is. Who is a shepherd? A person who's going to lead me and guide me. You know, talk to yourself. You don't have to make it to be too holy and thou and oh Jesus and no. You could talk to him any hour. You could talk to him any hour. You could curse him out if you want. Because you know what? He knows your heart. He knows your heart. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that I know that I serve. He's a God of sense. He got a sense of humor. He laughs, he talks, he communicates. Every now and again, he'll whisper, he'll talk to you. You go to bed and he'll wake up and you say, okay, Holy Spirit. And he may talk to you. You may hear audible voice. He talks to you, showing you things to come. I am here today because of his grace and his mercy. I have been through so much. And every single thing that I've been through, I wouldn't want to take it back. No. Because if I did take it back, I wouldn't get to understand what I was going through. What I was going through. Our God is awesome. Her God is awesome. He can move them. Where my daughter at? Does she know how to sing that song? Da need a rain. Where my baby girl at? Okay, wait a minute. Are
We
you?
move all mountains. I don't know other words, Mo. I forgot him.
Okay, we'll just down
Mountains
dee da
for
da.
the rain. My God is awesome. He can move all mountains, even in the valley. Right before the rain, my God is awesome.
Awesome,
Awesome. Yes. Got
awesome,
it.
yeah,
Yes.
awesome. Yeah,
Awesome.
that's what it is. Are you growing your belly? He's holy. Hear that, hear
He's
that, hear that,
holy.
hear that, hear that, come up in it.
As we
Woo!
celebrate the greatness of our God,
I love my
Dr.
man.
Kenneth.
Oh, thank you, Kenny.
He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Oh, glory. See. Woo, God designed that man for me. Glory.
The worship song that says this, my God is
Lord.
awesome. He moves mountains.
Yes.
Keep me in the valley. Hide me
Oh,
from the
yes, he
rain.
does.
Come on, our God
My
is awesome.
God.
He heals
Holy,
the vulnerable.
holy, holy.
Gives strength where I've been weak.
Oh,
Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains.
yes.
Keep me in the valley.
Move.
Hide me from
Move.
the rain.
Every
My God is awesome.
stumbling block.
He heals the vulnerable.
Every stumbling block.
Strength where I've been weak.
Every
Forever he'll
stumbling
reign.
block.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing.
Every
Come on, if
stumbling
you know it,
block.
also say it. Lift your voice. Awesome.
Every stumbling block.
Come on and testify. Awesome. If you believe it, say it. Come on and say it. My God. Think about it. Savior of the whole world.
Awesome.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome.
Yes.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Holy name. God, I think I messed up my screen.
Awesome.
What, the fire, the fire, the fire!
Awesome.
Oh, come on, be humble. I just say, love him, love him, love him, because he love you. And I thank you all for being on the call tonight. And I am high as a kite, and I don't even know how to spell kite. I don't even know how to come down to the ground. I can't spell, I can't talk, I can't sing, I can't do nothing. I just want Jesus to hold on to my toes, my eye, the same toes that the girl done put her shoes in, hold on to it. Let me walk upright, touch my knee. They give me 2 injections today in the knee. Touch it, Lord. I want to work with you, Jesus. I mean, them party nights can't compare to these nights. The Holy Ghost is real. I mean, the power of God is real. Our God is, it doesn't matter what you're going through or what you've been through. Stand up and give him praise. Laugh the devil out of your house. Laugh him out of your pocketbook. Laugh him out of your generation. Laugh him out of your family. Take authority over everything. And let him know that he's not in charge. And those kids, if they want to act up and try to give you a lip, just say, look, I hear the saying last week, what devil, what? That means you're saying, look, devil, you ain't in charge of nothing. I'm in charge over here. Mamas and papas, stand firm in your home that God give you. Pray for your children. Do not throw them out. I hear somebody say in the bathwater. If you do throw them out, pick them up and wash them off and powder them up. I don't think you could use powder today, but in Jamaica we use powder. Powder them up, oil them up, take care of them, and pray over them. I love you guys. God love you. I won't be on next week. I think Sonia sent out enough notification. Pray because I will be going to my grandbaby. He's having a graduation. And my honey and I will be traveling, and then we'll meet up my daughter and my granddaughter in South Carolina. And then we go to Virginia, and then pray for me, my family. You could always call, and I believe we're still on Fridays for our watch, because we gotta watch and pray for America. We gotta watch and pray for our family, and we see what's going on in the time. So don't get caught up with the different the Democrats and the Republicans. Get caught up with Jesus. Get caught up with what Jesus wants you to do, how you want to pray for your neighborhood out. Just get caught up with that. Okay? I'm here to tell you that I love you. May God bless you. May God watch over you. May His face shine upon you, and may He give you peace where there's no peace. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, I love that neighborhood. Oh my God, I'm moving in. I see this nice neighborhood over there. You got your house, baby girl? Auntie, oh my God, you better have my bedroom. Oh, you better get my bed. I queen size bed. And if Kenneth coming, Jesus, we need a king. Because Hey, if I please don't put me in no basement because I can't climb no stairs. Just find me something nice. I love you. Just put me somewhere that and you know I'm gonna be making all kind of noise and using all my mouth. But just hey, that's what moms are for. That's what friends are for. I love you guys, and may God bless you and watch over you. Supernatural peace. Pray for me. I love you guys. I want to hear your voice, baby girl. I want to hear your voice.
I love you too, Mama.